The Cubs and Nationals making a lot of news on Wednesday, including Chicago visiting the White House before the game. When the game began, it would be the Nationals that would be leaving the house against John Lackey.
Deep drive to left. This is trouble. This is going to leave the yard. A long home run. Anthony Rendon all the way over the bullpen and up into the stands. About a 400-foot drive. It's 2-0 Nationals. Home run number 15 for Anthony Rendon. Wieters drives one to deep center field. This is trouble. Back is Elmora. Back near the fence. Leaping. That ball is gone. Back-to-back home runs by Rendon and Wieters in the second inning. The wall is only about 8 feet high where that ball left the park. Elmora went back. He was kind of drifting to the wall. He did as best as he could, making a leaping try, but missed it. I don't think even if he was at the wall, would he have had a chance to make the catch. But it just did clear the barrier just to the right of dead center. Wieters with his seventh of the year, and it is 3-0 Washington.
I would imagine that we could probably make a call for you.
Yeah, there you go. Murphy hits this ball high and deep to right. Elmora going back, still going back, looking up. This ball is gone. Home run Murphy deep into the bleachers in right center on a breaking ball from Johnny. And Murphy hit that ball a ton. Home run number 14 for Daniel Murphy.
Well, that one looked hot off the bat and stayed hot this time around as John Lackey continues to struggle in the category of giving up home runs this year. It's been a trouble area for Lackey.
Yeah, that's the hanging breaking ball, and Murphy stays back on it and bangs this one about halfway up the first row, first set of bleachers in right. 7-3 National from before that homestand, the 7 days to the 11 here. As this ball has popped up, Brian is camped under it, just in foul territory, right next to the third base bag, and KB steps on the bag and twists his ankle. And they're gonna help KB off, and he is moving very gingerly on that right ankle. And that is not good news for Cub fans.
A swing and a miss, strike three. Baez is out number one. He tried to check his swing. That pitch was a good foot and a half inside. It almost hit Javier. One of those where he started to swing and then realized he had to get out of the way, but he had already committed the swing, and down he goes. You're not going to win many games with 2-4 hits. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's number 13 for Strasburg. Cubs do nothing. We move to the bottom of inning number 7.
Steven Strasburg improves to 9-2, striking out 13, two shy of his career high, as Washington takes care of the Cubs by an 8-4 final. Chris Bryant of the Cubs left the game of the fifth inning with a sprained right ankle. X-rays after the game were negative. Thursday, it's Joe Ross pitching for Washington, opposed by John Lester of the Cubs.